What if RoboCop was not a robot at all, and everybody was in love with Paul?
Giamatti.
What if Bigfoot joined the Cullen Clan, and the brave little toaster fell in love with a man?
What?
Isn't that better? Half man and half shoe, and everyone attended Puppet U.
Even humans.
Detective Mike became a giant spider, and every movie was directed by Snyder.
Snyder cuts.
Cut.
This isn't really maintaining the integrity of my creative vision.
Snyder
action.
Isn't that better? So much better. Were a part of the ring, and turtle power meant a much worse thing.
Cowabunga.
Michael Myers nearly married his hun, and the bureaucracy was run by a mummy. Isn't that better? So much better. Isn't that better? Better Movie Club.
And cut. Hey, I got offered a job. I was wondering if you guys would, it's kind of unconventional. I just thought maybe you would let me know what you think, if I should take it or not. So, it pays in silver bars, which already kind of weird, right?
Yeah. Like how big are they? What's the resale value?
I'm not 100% sure. Okay. They're pretty big. I think they're like...
I know what this is. I think I know what this job is, by the way.
They're like approximately the size of like a candy bar, maybe a little bigger.
All right. You give us all the details and then we'll guess what your job is.
Okay. So I will have a gun and I'll stand like in a field.
Bank robber.
And then I'll put down a blanket like I'm having a picnic, but I won't sit on the blanket.
Scarecrow.
I'm going to walk away from it and stand with my gun and watch the blanket.
Hunter.
And then a guy gets sent from 30 years in the future and I shoot him and kill him and take his
elementary
silver.
School teacher.
No.
Oh, yeah.
CPA. No. Oh, CPA. CPA.
This pays way better than elementary school teacher.
CPA.
CPA.
Is that... I don't think I'm qualified to be a CPA.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't normally give you a gun, but you've already got the job, so...
So you guys think I should take it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would...
You could be an accountant.
I'd kill to be a CPA.
Thanks. Okay. Yeah.
I would kill to be a CPA.
Why are you standing so close to me?
Who hired you?
Just like a guy from the future.
Okay. I got an idea about that.
He says his name is Andrew Farley, but I was like, that's silly because I know a guy named Andrew Farley already.
Yep. Looks like everything's turning out A-okay for old Farley.
And I'm Leah Morris, just in case that you guys forgot.
Oh, yeah. My name's Austin Wyford, to remind you guys my name, in case you forgot mine.
As we do every time that we hang out, we have to remind each other.
And I'm guessing if I've made it this far, you probably already know my name.
And with our powers combined, we're the Better Movie Club podcast, a podcast where we take your favorite movies, make them favoriter through the powers of improv.
And we get paid in silver bars.
This week, we watched a movie that's one letter away from being pooper. What did we watch?
Oh, we watched a movie with Bruce Willis and Jeff Daniels and a weird looking shotgun and a crazy kid and a farm.
Just keep listing things.
And what a looper it was.
It was the... Lewest of times, it was the purrest of times.
Ah, the perfect combo. You nailed it. Leah.
Why?
Why?
I remember liking this movie. I didn't remember a whole lot about it. And upon rewatching it, I liked it once again. I think it's I do like stories that mess with time a bit, and certainly some do a better job than others. I think this one has on purpose, like, avoids a lot of, like, explaining itself. Yeah. But if you just, like...
They specifically say, this,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm not going to explain it because we're making diagrams with straws and shit.
Yeah. And then, like, they...
We're drawing penis and balls on a whiteboard.
They almost wink at the camera at that point. Like, it's mm-hmm. that's definitely... They're talking to the audience in that scene.
Stop asking so many questions.
I think that's fine because, like... If you're going to explain time travel in a movie, you're going to take a big chunk of it and then you're going to have a big old long movie. And I think having a movie that just says, this is how some stuff happened, this is how some stuff works, and then just lets us like experience a story within that framework is a lot more enjoyable. And I like that. I like this. I think the I remembered very little, but I did remember the ending, which I do feel like is pretty impactful, like the first time you watch it, because I don't think it like telegraphs what's going to happen until like kind of right up to the moment. So I think the ending's pretty good. And yeah, I think it's a pretty good movie. Did you guys like it?
I think this is some very good Rian Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah, absolutely falls into that category. Like Glass.
Yeah, I was,
or Knife Onion.
Knife Onion.
Knives Onions.
I didn't realize this was him until after the movie and like his name came up for the credits. I was like, oh shit, okay. It makes sense. It was pretty solid writing.
It was clever. It was it was very clever. And I liked the way it handled time travel. Like it was different than a lot of things where it's like changes are happening in real time and people are just kind of experiencing time changing.
Yeah. I was a little confused. Maybe there's an explanation to this and I'm just not smart enough. Several times past people communicated with the like future version of themselves by writing carving a message into their arm to give their future selves that scar so that they'll then see it. Did they wouldn't that person have just known that scar was there the whole time? Like, how did they know when they were going to get the message? Cause it would be like, go here in 15 minutes. It's like, all right, well now I have a scar that says that. And now I remember having that for a long time. How do I know when the 15 minutes starts?
I think Bruce Willis explains it when he says he has
a
lot of memories.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Well, yeah, when he says it doesn't fucking matter. But he also says something along the lines of he has a lot of memories and they're either very clear or very foggy.
Oh,
and they
the cloud
change
thing.
As something becomes more or less probable. Now, I feel like if our guy, Love Hewitt guy,
Joseph Love Hewitt. Joseph Gordon Levitt.
Joseph Gordon Levitt. Joseph Love Hewitt.
Jordan Joseph Levitt.
If Mr. Three Names was like planning to make the mark in his arm instead of just doing it, that would have changed Bruce Willis's memories. But the fact that the idea came to him and he immediately started doing it, it was like the memories didn't have time to clarify and Bruce Willis said, I don't know. It's kind of nonsensical, but it's cool in the way it's handling it.
Yeah. It's almost like there's a timeline outside of the timeline where like this moment in the future and this moment in the past are parallel. So he can carve this message on the arm and then that is when Bruce Willis notices it. But yeah, they're like not happening at the same time, but they are.
I think the biggest hole in Bruce Willis's logic is that Jennifer Love Hewitt goes to the farm and is staying there for several days, and Bruce Willis doesn't remember that. Because once it happens, that should have been burned into his memory because it became a concrete thing. It was what happened.
Well, he says, so I guess if you haven't seen this movie, it's like set in the future / past. There's... mobs are like sending people back in time to be killed by loopers to hide the body so that they don't have to try to hide the body in the present / future. And the way that a looper gets out of that is by killing their futures, like their future self gets sent back. In this case, it's Bruce Willis, who is future Joseph Gordon-Levitt. But then there's this other story of the Rainmaker, who is closing people's loops.
That's a separate movie.
Yeah. But is it, that's his name in the movie though, right? I thought so, but
that's Matt Damon's name in the legal drama that we watched.
Right. That's right. But he's like what, killing the loopers? He's closing people's loops.
Yeah, he's getting the loopers to kill themselves.
Yeah. And in doing that, Bruce Willis's wife gets killed by some goons, and he is trying to kill the Rainmaker before he exists, or while he's a kid, to save his wife. So Bruce Willis comes back in time, and he has like the birthday of the Rainmaker and like the hospital ward, and that narrows it down to three different kids. And he kills like two other kids, right? Yeah. But
because he's such a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's our protagonist, I guess.
Kind of. I don't think we're supposed to identify with the old
version,
the young version.
But that's his argument for him doing it. Yeah. Is like, no, my wife fixed me, so I have to kill all these kids.
Yeah. Because like Joseph Gordon-Levitt has a very good suggestion, which is just like, just show me her picture. I'll walk away from her the second I see her. Tell me where I meet her. I won't marry her. Like, done. She's saved.
But that all gets explained in Joseph Gordon-Levitt's like final monologue. Mm-hmm. Where he's like, I saw a mother willing to die for her son. I saw a man willing to kill for his wife. And so I changed the future.
Yeah.
By
taking himself out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just flipping his blunderbuss
around. But Bruce Willis is not willing to do that. And I thought it was interesting, too. He has this, it's like a stopwatch, right? That has his wife's picture in it. And then, like, as some of the present stuff is changing, he doesn't look at it again. And I wonder if it's because he's concerned that her picture isn't in it anymore.
Oh.
Like, I was wondering about there's a scene where it shows him like almost opening it and then he closes it again. He doesn't look at the picture again. And that's while Joseph Gordon-Levitt's like at the farm, right?
Well, there was that one scene too that he was like struggling to remember when he met her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. So maybe the memory was going.
So I think it's like the memories are getting fuzzier and he's like afraid that he's not like that the future's already been changed, but he's already on this path where he's got to kill these kids. So he's going to do it.
Yeah.
It's an interesting addition to this as well, that in addition to the time travel, we also have like a genetic mutation.
The TKs,
which most of them can like levitate small items. The Rainmaker seems to have like a super TK ability where he can like blow a whole house up like with his mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, so does his aunt mom. Well, not as to the extent, but she can like, she's stronger in it than other guys who can just float quarters. She can like float a lighter and bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Sid can like flip a house upside down and tear up a cornfield.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a Stranger Things situation.
And he's a child. Like I don't know how old he's supposed to be, like six maybe or something or younger. So, I mean, he doesn't have any impulse control or the ability to like control his emotions. So like he's, you know, just blowing stuff up and he doesn't mean to. He's not like a bad kid. But I think like that's the part where at the end, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Jennifer Love Hewitt sees the path of like what he experienced of like not having someone that cared for him as a kid, and seeing what someone with that power does turn into like this like monster of a person, but with the right like situation and someone to like nurture him, like maybe he doesn't, because he's got like a sweet disposition, the kid.
Mm-hmm. And I think both things happen, right? Like when Joseph Gordon-Levitt like turns the gun on himself, Bruce Willis disappears, and now Sid is raised by his mother and doesn't become the Rainmaker anyway.
Right, but he already did, because that was the whole reason Bruce came back in the first place.
Yeah.
It just depends on which loop you're in, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a loop, but there's changes each time.
Yeah, I mean, it's also implied that Bruce Willis has come around twice, because the first time, Joseph Gordon-Levitt killed him, and then when he went back when he got to his older age, he fought back and then came back to stop him from getting killed.
Yeah, so it's a loop.
Yeah, it just keeps on happening.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Interstellar and every other time travel movie we've watched.
I liked the...
it's a penis and balls.
I think this was what was implied too, was like that Sid became the Rainmaker because of Bruce Willis coming back and like killing his mom, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is circular, because the reason he came back was because of the Rainmaker, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Don't think about it.
I don't have enough straws to make a whole penis and balls.
Farley, did you catch the prosthetics they stuck on Jennifer Love Hewitt? Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, yeah.
We were sitting there watching it, and I kept thinking, like, that doesn't... Like, I know that's him, and it kind of looks like him in his eyes, but, like, why does he look weird in this shot? He does not look like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And then it showed that Bruce Willis was his future self and Leah, who knew the whole time. But
yeah, I didn't tell him earlier because I didn't want to like spoil the like moment of like finding out that Bruce Willis is like his older self. So I was like, yeah, I don't know. I guess he just looks funny in
yeah,
this.
That's so weird.
Must be weird camera work. Yeah,
they just wanted to Bruce Willify him.
Mm-hmm. And they still he didn't look weird. That similar.
No. The scene where they're sitting at the diner and you see them like their side profiles, I think it looked fairly good. Like the way the nose was shaped and stuff. But yeah, he didn't really look like Bruce Willis too much.
No. But, well, you know, whatever.
It's a movie.
Honestly, they didn't have to do that. That was unnecessary. It could have just been like two guys that looked kind of similar.
Mm-hmm. Something that
Back to the Future didn't even bother.
This sort of happens once in this movie, but it got me thinking about it. So they go back to this house where the Rainmaker is born, and they find Sid and his mom, and I forget her name. It's Emily Blunt, but he learns
you just
that,
remembered it. It's Emily Blunt.
Well, I forget the character's name, but he learns that like she is also from the future, right? She's got the TK mutation, and she knows about loopers and all this stuff.
Oh, that doesn't mean she's from the future.
Does it not?
No, TKs have TKs exist in the present.
No, it's like a mutation, like a genetic mutation.
Yeah, and loopers do too. That's all in Joseph Gordon-Levitt's timeline.
I think it's unusual that she would know about them. Like, it seems like kind of a seedy, like, not well advertised, right?
Yeah, but I think the whole city is kind of that way. Just kind of like a...
See, I thought TK was something that had evolved by the time we're in, like, the future, which is Joseph Gordon-Levitt's timeline is also in the future, but he's, like, going back to the past when he's in the field, right? I thought he was back in, like, I don't know what
years. No, he's not time traveling.
No, they're in the present.
He's not time traveling?
No, people are sent to him from 30 years in the future.
Oh.
His employers
That's
are in the future.
That's how all of Abe's guys get there.
Oh, I thought he was going back in the past to kill these people and then coming back to the present.
Nope. Loopers are present day contract killers. They're contracted by people in the future to kill people and dispose of the bodies. They send them back in that little time machine, that thing that Bruce Willis got in.
Yeah.
To the spot. They have an exact time when they're going to show up.
Okay.
I don't understand that world building, though, because... they explain that in the future it's impossible to hide a body because the government's so aware of everything. But if the government is aware of everything and they remember historically that this started happening, they were using loopers to go back in time. Why didn't the government send people back in time to counteract the looper situation and, like, you know, bust Abe? Because Abe pretty much took over a city being a person from the future. So if they were worried about messing up the timeline, too late, Abe already did it.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Don't think about it.
Straws.
What I was getting at, I guess, isn't applicable anymore, but I was thinking of this like weird situation where it was almost like a Men in Black thing where like time travelers were just around and like people don't know about it, but like just some people are from the future. And I liked that like idea of world building where, because like Men in Black, it's like aliens are all around us. Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's.
But I think that's not what the movie was doing.
No. Even, no.
That was just my confusion.
Yeah. No, the movie was one person came back in time representing the mafia, kind of took over the city, hired the loopers, and started that whole industry of sending people back to get disposed of by the loopers who are just ordinary modern day people.
Gotcha. Okay. So. The scene where Bruce Willis sees his sort of love interest makes a lot more sense now, because I remember seeing that scene and thinking like, oh, did she come back to the past to live too?
Yeah.
I thought people were just traveling all throughout the timeline willy-nilly.
All right. So I think we're going to take a break to go over the movie again with Austin.
Yeah. I need to watch it again probably.
Yeah. And when we come back, we'll... he'll know how to make it better. And we're back to the future.
And we're back.
We're back to the future.
To the future. We did that. We did that movie already.
All right, Leah.
That's me.
How do we fix this mess?
That's a great movie. There's nothing to fix.
This fucking travesty of a movie.
Let's just go home. All right. I think I just like to see... maybe it's not Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but I would like to see a scene where like somebody's old self comes back and they're just like trying to talk them out of like killing them, trying to talk their younger self out of killing them. They get sent back to get looped, close the looped. Do we think it's more fun for it to be a random looper or for it to be Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis?
It might have more like impact on further scenes if we just make it Bruce Willis and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
All right, let's do that. So Austin, you'll be Bruce Willis. Farley, you'll be Jennifer Love Hewitt. And then I'll be a gun. Be like, bang, bang. No, I won't be there unless I need to be. We'll see what happens. That
you have called your shot. You will be a gun.
I'm a gun. Okay, I'm a gun. Action.
Whoa, whoa, hey. No. Yeah, no, stop.
Hold on. Who said you couldn't have a hat on?
Yeah, they didn't put a hat on me because they don't actually want you to kill me.
All right, well, what's that under your shirt then that's bulging out?
I brought a bunch of gold back for you.
Oh, you brought gold in the exact same way that the bad guys, you know, the...
No, you got it wrong. Lovers. In the future, we all wear gold.
You wear a bunch of heavy gold bars on your chest?
Yeah, it's the latest style.
Ooh, you're getting me all worked up. My trigger finger's itching.
No, you don't. Hey, listen. I just bought milk the other day. It's going to go bad if I don't get back there. And use
we'll
it
all
up.
Get back there.
No, by the time you get there, it'll be... Well, I guess you'd be the one that bought it, but...
Yeah.
No.
So then I won't have to worry about any of this, because I'll be the guy that bought the milk, and I'll get to drink my milk.
Hey, I have this winning lottery ticket. I just won the lottery.
Oh, big deal. You're back in time now. That means I get to kill you, and later I get to win the lottery?
Yeah, you know how I won? Is because me from the future, back when I was in your shoes, told me the winning number.
Well, if I kill you, I'll just have the winning number.
Yeah, but then you'll win, and then you'll get killed by us later.
Nuh-uh.
And not even be able to spend the lottery money.
Nuh-uh, because I won't have to go buy the lottery ticket, which might be how you got caught, because I'll already have it.
No, I thought the same thing. I've had it for years.
So why do you come back then?
Well, I got caught. It wasn't related to the ticket.
Well, how'd you get caught? I'll kill you, and then I won't get caught.
No, I'll tell you how, if I tell you how I got caught, then I'm still here, so that means you got caught some other way.
Well, no.
The only way that you won't die...
If you tell me how you got caught, you might either disappear or I'll kill you, and then when I come back the next time, I'll tell myself a different way how I got caught.
I don't want to disappear.
Well, actually, why don't...
I just want to go back to the future.
You will. When I get there, I'll be you.
No.
Yeah.
I want to be there.
You will, as me, as you.
Just send me back.
I think you should shoot him.
My gun here thinks I should shoot you.
Oh, you still have that talking gun? Holy shit, I got rid of that thing so long ago.
What? Now I want you to... Hold on, everybody shut up, I got an idea. So if you tell me how you got caught, and I don't do that, I'm guessing something will change and you'll know how you got caught in the new way. And then you just tell me that, and then I'll know that way too. So then I'll know every way to avoid getting caught. And then I'll just let you be here.
Okay, fine. The way I got caught was I killed my future self, and then the police showed up and arrested me. And I've been in prison this whole time.
Okay, well, you're still here after you said that. So that means that wasn't how you got caught.
Yeah, because now I don't kill my future self. Because you're not going to kill me.
Yeah, you are.
And your gun's going to stop talking.
No, I won't.
You know this gun's not going to stop talking because you've been here before.
Yeah, she never stops talking.
I've killed you 100 times already and I'll do it again.
Wait, what?
You got to stop trying to come back at different times.
Wait.
You've been caught you've been caught 100 other times and I've killed you all of them.
Oh, this must be the first time I've come back because I don't remember going back the other times. So I went back. I went back before or after you've killed me the other times I've tried.
Well, we'll find out next time.
No.
Yeah.
Scene.
So that one was not the one that made it to the end of the movie.
No, obviously not.
Or he shot the gold blocks and then Bruce Willis threw a gold block at his head.
Yeah. I think I want to... I got to see a scene where Joseph Gordon-Levitt is purchasing this talking gun.
Okay.
So Leah, you'll be the gun. Farley, you'll be Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And I guess I'll be like the gun shop owner.
Okay.
All right. Action.
Yeah, I'll take one of your finest guns, please. Slides a bar of silver across the desk.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you could get one of my finest guns.
Dad, I want to go with that guy.
Or
Dad, send me with that guy.
Or you could get
your kid back there? Is that your kid back there talking to you?
No, this is a very special gun.
I'm not gonna take your kid, buddy.
Check it. No. Look, it's not a kid. Check it out. This is a blunderbuss.
Blunderbuss. What's the effective range on this kind of thing?
Like 4 feet, 5 feet.
That's just about what I'm looking for.
I like to shoot people.
Whoa, she holy likes cow. To shoot people. Holy smokes, mister. This gun can talk?
Yeah, it's got a built-in AI.
Built-in AI, you say?
Yeah.
So, I could, theoretically, this gun could be my girlfriend.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah,
and
you
my
could
gun?
Do that. Yeah.
What do you think about that gun?
And she definitely shuts the fuck up when you want her to.
Shuts the fuck up when I want her to, you say?
Yeah. Huh.
No, I don't.
Well, hold on, mister.
See, she's jokes. She's got jokes.
Now, hold on, buddy. I don't like the way you're trying to sell me this gun. And now I've got this gun in my hand.
We should shoot him.
I'm getting robbed again. I am so fucking tired of every person comes in here and they buy a gun and then they hold up my store, take the money they just gave me back, and then leave.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take back that silver bar. And while I'm here, why don't you tell me how I got caught in the future?
How should I know?
Well, what say I just kill you now and you come back another time?
No. Okay. I think you probably got caught. You probably got caught because you shot a very handsome gun clerk.
Okay, you're looking
with
a
the
lot.
Gun he just sold
you're
you.
Looking an awful lot like the guy that keeps coming back and telling me not to shoot him.
No. I swear, I'm not you from the future.
Shoot him.
All right, gun. What do you think? You think this guy
Beverly.
Might be me from the future?
I don't know. I'll be a girlfriend if you shoot him.
Beverly.
All right, buddy.
I loved you.
Looks like you're through.
Scene. Oh, so do you think that was Bruce Willis?
Yeah, I think it must have been.
Okay.
All right, so I want to see Joseph Gordon-Levitt going to the farm for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we'll see how that's different in this potential universe.
Action.
Well, we'll cast it. So, Austin, I think you'll be Mom. And
Sarah.
Leah, I think you'll be Sid.
Okay.
And the gun.
Yeah.
Action.
Sid, honey, you gotta eat your broccoli.
No, I don't.
You really do, though.
No, I don't.
Your body needs...
I'm getting really mad.
No, don't. Okay.
Right, hey,
I'm gonna hide in the...
Can I come in here?
Safe. Who are
Hello?
You?
Hello? Can I come in here?
Who's that man?
Get the fuck out of here. I saw people in half.
Oh, you what?
I fucking cut people in half all the time. Get out of here.
I like
with
him.
This, with the spoon that you're holding?
Yeah. It hurts worse that way.
All right, lady. Look, I don't mean to cause any trouble. Oh, sorry. Your wig just blew off.
Oh. Let me put that back on.
Oh, and your kid's wig just blew off, too.
Sit. Come on. Hey.
Do I know you two?
No. You couldn't possibly. You've never been on this farm before.
You just look so like somebody I know.
I'm a little kid.
Yeah, he's a little kid.
Yeah, his feet are touching the ground in that high chair.
I think we should shoot him.
Beverly, stop it.
Beverly, stop it. Wait, you've met?
I've never seen her before in my life, and we should shoot her.
Beverly.
Beverly and I dated in college.
Beverly, you said you've never been with anybody else before.
I've never been to college. I'm a gun.
Oh, she hasn't been to college yet.
What?
Yet? But that would
I mean, no. No, I'm just a poor old farm lady with a kid. And
what about the kid who looks exactly like you?
I hate broccoli. I hate eating broccoli.
He looks like me because I'm his mom.
No, you're not. You're a liar.
What the fuck?
Well, hold on, because now it sounds like you might not be his mom. And I got to know which one of you I got to shoot.
Neither.
Oh, okay. Yeah, him. Shoot him.
Yeah, shoot him.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'll shoot the kid.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. Well, now that that's all over, you can leave my farm now. I got to saw this kid in half.
All right. But before you go, let me look under that wig real quick.
No, nothing. Hey, I'm...
Yeah, there is nothing under there.
Yeah, I have the... I have... Bald.
Okay. I'll let it slide this time, but I'll be keeping an eye on you.
Sweet.
Shoot
him. And I'll be keeping an eye on you, too.
Beverly, not now. Now's not the time.
What's my major in college?
I bet you'd like to know that, Beverly.
Yeah.
Stop telling him to shoot me, and you'll find out.
Yeah, Beverly. Well, what do we think about that?
What's happening?
I don't know. I like a scene that it ends with, so what do we think about that? Every scene should end like that.
Yeah, we don't need to fix that in editing at all. Okay, so far what we've established is that everybody's Bruce Willis trying to pull one over on Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
Including all the children.
Yep.
What else?
What else do I
guess we
do
need to
that?
See how Bruce Willis keeps getting caught.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
He's been caught so many times that he's entirely populated the past.
Yeah. All right. So this will be in the future.
So Austin, you'll be playing old Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, I'll be Bruce Willis. And I guess you guys can just be future people. One of you, or maybe both, will have to be people who are catching me. So, action.
All right, is this going to be it for you?
Actually, you know what? Can I get just like a small soda with that?
With your milk?
Yeah.
Okay, it seems a little weird. Are you going to mix
them?
What
did he ask for?
Yeah, it's kind of like milk. You ever have like a root beer float and then the ice cream melts and it's like
Hey, what did he ask for it? He asked for a soda with that milk?
Yeah, everybody get in here.
What's going on?
I got a milk and then I got a small soda on the side.
Yeah, are you
it's
and
not
you're going to mix them?
Yeah, I'm going to mix them.
Yuck.
Ew.
What kind of soda?
What are you from, like another planet or something?
No, I'm not from another planet. I'm from this planet.
I would like to see evidence of that.
Fine.
Because right
here's
now, I'm not getting any of that. I'm getting soda and milk guy.
Here's my ID.
What's that say? Bruce Willis. That doesn't mean anything to me. So I'll let you hang on to that.
Thank you.
All right. So what's that? A gallon of milk and we got Pepsi. Is Pepsi okay?
Ugh.
Hey, buddy, it's Shanghai. Come on.
Just Mountain Dew then if you only got Pepsi products.
Did somebody call in a root beer float?
You have root beer floats?
No. This guy's not looking for a root beer float. He's looking for Mountain Dew and milk.
Ugh. What?
It's normal.
Yeah, what was that? You said Mountain Dew and milk?
Yeah, Mountain
Dew
and
everybody
milk.
In the back get in here, too. This guy's
what?
Trying to mix Mountain
Dew
and milk.
Milk. Mountain Dew and milk?
In China?
Yeah, well, I'm American, and we love that there.
Ugh. Hey there, buddy. You look like the type of guy that mixes Mountain Dew and milk.
I actually am, yeah.
Oh, how about I buy your next round?
Okay.
Bartender, could I get a Mountain Dew and milk for this guy?
Another one?
Yeah. And I'll have one for myself, too.
So what's your name?
Not important.
It's a weird name.
It's Chinese.
I'm Bruce Willis. Here, look at my ID.
Yep, that's exactly what I thought it would say.
Oh, shit.
Gotcha!
Damn it, not again!
Scene.
Scene.
So after all the hubbub at the grocery store, or I guess a gas station, because that's the only place where they ask if they could get you anything else.
Yeah. I took it to be,
he was getting
the bar the whole time. To a bar and got a gallon of milk and a Mountain
Dew. It's better as one scene, I think, so that's fine.
just keeps getting caught because of the yeah. he likes to mix Mountain Dew and milk.
Ugh.
That's God, that would be yeah. Bruce Willis.
Yeah. I wonder when that started. Like, that diner that Joseph Gordon-Levitt likes, does he go there and get Mountain Dew and milk?
It's a special. Mountain milk. Milk Dew.
God.
That's a crime.
That's why he got arrested and sent back to the past to be executed.
Yeah.
That's what they do with Milk Dew drinkers.
Ugh. Mountain milk. Do we want to see another scene? I kind of want to see Beverly in college.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Our grand finale, Beverly in college.
Leah, you'll be Beverly. Who else do we think is here?
Is it like a dorm scene or is it like a classroom scene?
I'm open to either, but all we know about Beverly in college is that Bruce Willis dated her. But I don't know if this is Joseph Gordon-Levitt version or Bruce Willis version. Like, how long ago do we think college was? Or how far into the future?
Not very, I think. He's probably Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay. All right. So you guys are in college together. And yeah, we could do maybe like a classroom scene.
Okay.
Action.
Oh, sorry. I dropped my pencils. It's like kind of under your chair. Could you?
Oh, well, I don't have hands.
Oh, yeah. That's my bad. Wrong timeline, am I right?
My name's Beverly.
Oh, my name is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
You look like a guy I used to know, but like older. And like another guy I used to know, but younger.
Oh, wow. I get that. I actually get that a lot.
Hey, sorry. I don't have a pencil. Do either of you guys have a pencil?
Hey.
I just dropped mine under, Beverly's chair.
I'm Beverly.
But it's the only one I have.
Could you hand me that pencil under your chair?
I don't have hands.
Oh.
Whoa there, buddy. Back off. That's my pencil. I already told you.
Oh, no. Boys, don't fight over me.
Under you, more like.
Look, I just need a fucking pencil, dude. I don't...
It's my pencil. I told you it was my pencil, and I told you I dropped it. And now you're trying to take it?
I don't even think you dropped it. I think you saw it under there, and you think it's yours, and maybe I dropped it yesterday.
Hey, you know what, buddy? You're looking a lot like somebody I know.
I can say both of you, actually.
Well, you're looking a lot like somebody I know.
Oh.
Matter of fact, I'm going to shave my head right now. This is a scene.
So is both.
Yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis both meet Beverly in college in the same class.
And fight over a pencil.
Yeah.
That neither one of them dropped.
She probably dropped it. She doesn't have hands.
Yeah. It just rolled off her desk. Yeah.
Saying boys don't fight over me while we fight over the pencil under your desk is so funny.
I'm going to shave my head right now. And that's why Bruce Willis is bald in the future.
Yeah.
It's one and done. He shaves it once and it never grows back.
Right.
I was thinking that the only major where you'd share a class with a gun would be a conservative arts major.
Oh, conservative arts major. I like that.
Which is kind of like the dark arts in Harry Potter, but a little different.
Hey, someone has to learn InDesign to lay out those persuasive propaganda pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, now we've got a movie with a talking gun. Everyone is Bruce Willis, and Bruce Willis keeps getting caught because he likes to mix Mountain Dew and milk together. That's an insane list of changes that we've done to this movie.
That seems like normal.
Yeah. Leah, you want to take us home?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I guess we're staying here then.
Okay, fine.
Take us home.
If you like the show, love the show, want to support the show, you can go to
Beverly.com.
You can go to Beverlyisagun.com.
Beverlytalkinggun.com.
You can go to BetterMovieClub.com. There's stuff there. Check it out. Leave us a review.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to plug. Austin?
That's my plug too.
Human News Network, Dungeon Auditors Guild, maybe. And yeah, that's it. Next week, we're watching a movie. Farley,
oh,
what is that?
Oh, yeah,
movie?
Baby. It's time. It's showtime. We talked about it last episode. We're talking about it this episode. Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting.
Ooh, hunting.
And now,
Beverly the Gun should show up.
Yeah. She loves to hunt.
You know, I realized nothing really changed.
What do you mean?
It was like it was all supposed to be better, but it just kind of, the exact same thing happened. So
we've been making all these movies better.
Yeah, but it wasn't better for, my life isn't any better at all at the end of this. In fact, it's worse.
What?
Because now I've done it twice.
Oh.
Twice?
So we're going to go and I'm going to go and I'll be back to the future.
What backwards. The fuck?
5 - 2 = 1. 5 - 2 = 1. 5 - 2 = 1.
He vanished?
Yeah, I think maybe his past self shot himself just now. Is that?
Oh.
He did a Bruce Willis.
Oh, he's maybe? Closing the loop.
He's closed. I think his loop got closed.
Okay. Well.
Well. Cut.
Cut.
Bye.
Who the fuck was that?